excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 5 through 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 5 through 8. Should be on our screen. Amen. I ask you to stand if you're able to stand. We're going to read this together. Amen. Luke 8, 5 through 8. Amen. Let's read. Verse 5. A shower was going to come out with some seed. And then some fell on the wayside. And they were trouted. And fowl of the air devoured it. And some fell among a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, when the thorns sprung out and it choked it. But others fell on good ground and sprang up and bad fruit a hundredfold. And when he had healed, let him hear. Amen. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. We're going to talk about this morning learning to live the life. Learning to live the life. Amen. And I think it's very important that we come to Sunday school and Bible study, come to Sunday school, and you get a chance to learn. It's the only time you can stop and ask questions in Sunday school. You can't stop me when I'm up to preaching, teaching the word, because I have a limit of time. But you want to know a whole lot, you come to Sunday school. We have some wonderful teachers and doing a wonderful job. Amen. And you learn a lot in Sunday school. Even while you're in Sunday school, that one day between that year, you're going to hear me preach that same message. And you'll be the witness. Amen. Because you've been through Sunday school. Amen. Learning to live the life. Amen. This morning we see the sword, Jesus, but the sword also represents any of God's people who share the word of God. According to John 4:35-38, the seed is the word of God, and we all need that word. We all need that word. For like seed, the word has life and power, according to Hebrews 4:12, and can produce spiritual fruit, Galatians 5:22-23. But the seed can't do nothing until it is planted. It must be planted, according to John 12:44. When a person hears and understands the word, then the seed is planted in the heart. What happened after that depends on the nature of the soul. You hear what I'm saying? Of the soul. Jesus described this morning four different kinds of heart. Amen. Three did not produce any fruit. You hear what I'm saying? The seed without the soul is fruitless. And the soul without the seed is almost useless. The human heart is like soil. If it is prepared properly, it can receive the seed of the word of God and live a produce and fruitful harvest. But it has to go into the heart. Look at the first, what Jesus represented himself as the farmer. The first soul, the hard soul, which is the hard heart. Verse 5. This soul represents the person who hears the word, but immediately allowed the devil to snatch it away. You hear the word, but it don't go down in your heart. And as soon as you hear that word, the devil come and snatch the word, snatch the seed away. What about what happened, my brother and sister? Because they come to church for a short time, a period, and they don't come back no more. And they think they got enough word in them, but you don't have enough word. And that devil knows you just got a few little drops of word that's not enough to hold you steady, not enough to keep your balance. So the devil come and snatch that away and say, you don't need that word. Just stay in the word. But I'm here to tell you, man, that's why that hard salt is not good, because the devil know that you need that word. But he don't want you to hurt with that word. He don't want that with that word. How did the heart become hard? It's right there. By the wayside. The wayside was the path that ran through the commons field. Anything, you look at a field, anytime the field is trapped up and down, nothing can grow because it's too hard. Got to be cultivated. Amen? Got to be cultivated, huh? Common field, the foot trap, hardness, the soul. So be careful, my brothers and sisters, who you allow to walk on your heart, because it's not good. What goes into the ear, enter the heart. And this first heart was too hard, and the devil didn't want them to receive it, and he snatched it. The second heart is the shallow soul. It's shallow. It's verse 6. This heart is like Saul on a rock. Since there is no root. You ever seen root on a rock? No root on a rock. Huh? Whatever it is planted cannot last because it has no root. They receive the word with joy. But when persecution comes and difficulty comes, they give up. They give up. They can't stand persecution and difficulty. They give up. They can't stand the heat. You know what I'm saying? Say, you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. And some people can't stand persecution. They can't stand difficulty. Some people can't stand people talking about them. They can give an insult, but they don't know how to receive an insult. Some people can, you know, dish it out, but they can't take it. And what happened, my brothers and sisters, soon as difficult come, they give up. It come in mind with some church folks. When things don't go their way, they walk out with their hands up. And they run out to another church. They bring the devil with them to another church. Amen. See, they're sitting down and trying to get the understanding what's going on. That shallow heart, they give up. They can't take it. Their faith is not strong. Anybody can turn them away from the word of God. Any little wind blow, they listen to anybody that sound good. Amen. We talked about that this week. You know, different talent. You know, everybody got a talent. Huh? And we talk about this sweet, but what happened, they listen to anything that anybody tell them. They will not go to the Bible and look into the word of God. They will not come to Sunday school, and they sure won't come to Bible study. They say, I don't need nobody to teach me Sunday school. Sunday school for children. We're all children of God. But some people think they know it all. Some people think you can't teach them at all. They know too much. Well, if you know too much, you ought to be here helping somebody. But then some people say, well, he or she can't teach me nothing. Anybody can teach you something. Nobody knows it all. Amen? Nobody knows it all. And what happened, that would happen to the shallow soil. Amen. It was on a rock, but they would not have no root penetrated down where they can receive the word. And when trouble, storm come in their life, amen, they don't know how to handle it. But the word of God tell you how to handle it. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Jesus is the way, my brother and sister. And if we're learning to live the life, we're learning to live the life, you got to get into the word of God. You got to seek the word for yourself. And watch the word operate in your life. Look, the third Saul, as Jesus is representing this farmer, the third one is the crowded Saul, verse 7. Look at that. Now, the one that fell among thorns are those who have heard, but who are choked. They heard the word, but they choked. Choke with some things of the world. Choke with the cares, the worries, riches, and pleasure of life. That slip in their life. And the word is choked because it don't have enough room to get in there with riches. You know, certain people who got money, they don't need God. Amen. They don't have time for God. They don't have time, amen, for God's word. They got pleasure, but they don't have time for God's word in their life, huh? And what happened and bring no fruit? It don't bring no fruit, huh? They does not repent the weed out of the thing that hindering the harvest. There's some things in the life that hindering the harvest that's in the way. And they won't get it out because it choked down with the stuff of the world. Choked down, huh? There is enough soil so the root can go down, but not enough room for the plant to grow up and produce fruit. It's choked. It got too much stuff in the way, huh? To grow up and produce fruit. Now, the plant is crowded out and fruit is choked. It's right there. This person wants to walk the broad way and the narrow way at the same time. And that don't work at that one. You got to make your mind which one you're going to walk, the narrow way or the broad way. That don't work. Want to walk at the same time. And they all, and they allowed the worries of the world and riches of the world and pleasure of life to distract them from the word of God, from growing fruit. They got too much stuff. Too much. You know, some of us are so busy. We ain't got time for the word of God. And we wonder what's happening with our children. Think about it. You get mad at the pastor, but don't get mad at me, because I'm telling the truth. We can bring our children everywhere else, but we can't bring them to the house of God. Can't bring them to Sunday school. We can find time to bring them to the game, find time to bring them to school, find time to bring them everywhere else, but we will not find time to bring them, not send them, bring them to Sunday school. Don't you know your children would be loved to see mom and dad or somebody there? I don't know what happened to us. Our parents brought us to Sunday school. You know your parents brought you to Sunday school. Huh? Matter of fact, we didn't have a choice. Did y'all have a choice? We didn't have a choice to come to Sunday school. We didn't have a choice to stay in the choir. We didn't have a choice for nothing. Mom and daddy said it, and that was it. We didn't, until we got old. And even if you was old, if you was in Lodger Jones' house, you still came to Sunday school and came to church. Daddy said, when you get your own house, you do what you want. You grown, but as long as you're in my house, like Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. What happened, they were distracted from the words, and they could not do the work of the Lord. And it stopped them from producing fruit. In other words, their growth in Jesus ceased. This person with the crowded heart come closest to salvation, but he still does not bring fruit to perfection. Some people can come so close, but yet so far. Yet so far. Why is that? Because we crowded. Sometimes you got to weed out some stuff that's hindering us from coming to the work of God, from coming to church. You got to weed out some stuff, huh? And it's strange, we can come, we can go to work on time, but we don't come to church on time. I ain't talking about those who just coming out, just coming from work. I tell those who got to go to work early, if you come to church, you got to leave. That's understandable. But I got some people don't go to work on Sunday. They get up at 11 o'clock. And they want God to bless them. Amen. That crowded soul got too much stuff. And I know looking at it on television is good, but it ain't good. It's not like being here for. Have you ever missed church? And I'm almost through because y'all ain't shouting this morning. I guess y'all mad at me. Some people been mad at me all week. I guess y'all mad too. It's just like if you miss church and you're sick, you're out of town, whatever it is, and somebody tell you we had a good time, but it's not the same as if you'd have been there. Have you ever been there? You wanted to go. You were sick, you're out of town, whatever it is. And somebody, oh, we had a nice time. Even though you looked at it on TV, it's not the same like you being here. It's different. You feel different. You feel better. Huh? And you say, I understand. Oh, and you say, oh, so-and-so came today. Oh, I wish I'd have been there. It's not the same. Not the same. Even when I go out of town, I say, Lord, I'm like some of y'all. You know, you're looking at your clock. You say, well, Sunday school is going on right now. See, now the deacon is up talking and praying. The choir's up. You got it pat down. Got it pat down. Now pastor ought to be up now. Huh? You got it down pat. Huh? You know it from your heart because you missed it. And it's good when you can come to the house of God. Huh? Learning to live the life. Huh? Learning to live the life. You're not going to miss, just to miss church. You miss because something happened. But every child of God, you ought to be excited to show up on Sunday morning because it might be your last time. But some people, it don't bother them to miss. Some people, they don't even care, you know. But can I tell you, the more you miss, the more you're going to want to miss. The more you miss, the more the devil got you missing. You miss one Sunday, you're going to miss two. You miss one month, you're going to miss four. Next thing you know, you're out of church. You know, you're out of church. Huh? Why? Because the devil snatched the word from your heart. And the devil make you believe that you're too busy to go to church. But by something, you're not too busy to die. I gave y'all that for free. You can miss all you want. One day you're going to die. You get mad at me, you won't. You know I'm telling the truth. Amen, by myself. You can be busy all you want, work all you want, and another one will be working, but you got to find time for the word of God. Find time to come to church or somebody church. Find time. Amen? I thank God for these brothers. They work in our town. Look, they find time to go to somebody church to hear the word from God. We all need the word. We all need the word, huh? And one day you can find time. You don't find time, time's going to catch up with you. And time's going to roll you in front of somebody church. or either at the funeral home, time gonna catch up with you, and Jesus gonna say, "Well, you know, those three saw you should have went to church. You had time to go to church, huh?" And let me tell you something: your funeral is the way you live. That's your funeral, the way you live. Amen. So the first three did not produce no fruit. But look at this one, my brother and sister. Verse 8, you see, and the other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, and he that had ears to hear, let him hear. The good soul, look at it, is the one who hear the word, understand it. Not just hear it, but understand. You got to hear, but you got to understand for yourself. Understand and receive it within. Is truly, those who receive it within is truly saved. And prove it by patiently producing fruit. First Thessalonians 2 and 13. Not everybody produced the same amount of fruit, but all true believers will produce some fruit, may include winning others to Christ. Huh? We have a ministry. Money given to God's work. Romans 15, 25 and 28. Good work. Colossians 1 and 10. Praise to the Lord. Hebrews 13 and 15. This parable shows that Jesus was not impressed by the great crowd. Don't get impressed by the great crowd. Amen. That followed him. Why? He knew that most of the people did not really hear the word of God and received it in their heart. That's why I don't get caught up with a crowd. Because you can just have a lot of crowd, but they have not received it. What's good is when you receive it in your heart, it penetrates in your heart. It rooted and grounded in your heart. Learning to live the life. When you learn to live the life, you get into this word. The devil cannot snatch the word from you if you receive it and you understand it. The devil cannot do nothing, amen, with you in the word, because you digest the word. You let the word penetrate and you live the word and you eat the word and you praise the word. When you know the word, ain't nobody got to make you get up and praise him. You automatically praise him. Amen. You automatically praise the word of God. Praise God because you hear the word. Amen. Jesus was not impressed. He knew that there was a crowd. They did not receive in their heart. But look, think about something. When you consider how much teaching, preaching, and witnessing goes on in the course of a month, in a year, you wonder why so small of a harvest. So small of a harvest. A whole month, years, teaching and preaching and witnessing and singing and praising God. Why is that so small of a harvest? I'm glad you asked me that. The fault does not lie with the shower, the one that or the seed. The problem is with the soul. It's with the heart, the human heart. We're not submit to God. And if you don't submit to God, you sure ain't going to submit to me. I give you that for free. If you don't submit to God, you sure not going to submit to the teacher, the preacher, or nobody else who's in charge. You're not going to submit to them. You have to submit to God first and receive that word. And let that word penetrate. Somebody got to be over you. You can't be over everybody all the time. Somebody, you got to listen to somebody We want people to listen at us all the time, but we don't want to listen at people. You're like, some people want to give orders, but you don't want to receive orders? Something wrong with that picture. You know why? Because you hadn't received that word. You hadn't submitted to God. When you submit to God, you say, Lord, use me in a mighty way. I want that word. I'm hungry for that word. What are we teaching our children to receive that word, huh? Learning to live. Look what he said. When you do that, then you bear fruit a hundredfold. You see your fruit grow. Who is your fruit? Those who taught you. Those Sunday school teachers. Maybe a teacher from school. Maybe the deacon. Maybe those in the choir. You see your fruit grow. Those children come behind you. That's your fruit. All those who participate, that's your fruit. Now, if you don't do nothing, you will not produce no fruit. Now, let me tell you something. When you bear fruit, you cannot have a bad or nasty attitude. You got to have a good attitude. Ain't no fruit going to grow with no bad attitude. Ain't nobody going to want to be around you. Nobody want to hear you. Nobody want to do nothing because your attitude stink. Your attitude is bad. But somebody with a good attitude, sometimes you got to swallow a lot. You got to take a lot for you to gain something. Amen? You got to humble yourself. Let me tell you something. If you don't like children, ain't no need in trying to teach no children. Ain't no need in trying to be over no children. Might as well just sit down. Huh? Because children are going to be children. All this week, I laughed at those children. I let them have fun. Some of them couldn't hardly talk long as they say something. That encouraged me so much, and I loved it that we're going to grow, y'all. Those children will not forget about that. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I'm closing because don't seem like y'all want to praise God with me this morning. We, all of us up in here, we are getting older. Y'all don't believe that, huh? Y'all got to act like y'all young. We all getting older. And if we don't train those children before it be too late, in church, to carry on in a decent way to lift up the kingdom of God, so God, Jesus can get the glory out of their life, the church going to fall. And some people want the church to fall. But if we do what's right, amen, every last one of them got gifts. Teach them their gift. Let them exercise their gift, huh? Amen. No one body got the same gift, huh? But if we don't bring the church and teach them, my brother and sister, because, let me tell you something. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for allowing me to say this. This church is not no family church. This God's church. I give you that for free. Because don't get caught up talking about if my family the biggest one. If you got big family, oh well, good. But if your family don't make the church, this is God's church. I don't care if Joneses, we the big Joneses, we just big in family. But don't be no crazy Jones. Be a good Jones. I'm just using mine. I don't call your name because y'all get mad. But fill out your name. Because sometimes you get caught up, you know, talking about my family make the church. And if I make one of y'all mad, y'all going to take your whole family. That's not the church. You ain't teaching our children nothing. We all families of God. And one day, a piece of our family going to drop off. And we're going to keep going. One day at a time. Praise God. Learning to live the life. So don't get caught up because I get a whole lot of people talking about, you know, my family built that church. Your family ain't did nothing. God built the church. Jesus died for the church. Your family did something. They dead now. All they got is that little piece of plot. Where they at over there? I had one of my family members told me one time, And I can say that. They came to me when I passed, and they say, Van, I'm coming to join Poppy's church.